Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
God. All right, let's do this thing right here before I pass out.
All right, it is American Football Day.
Like, really?
What? Yes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like our football.
Like American football. Yes, yeah, sir.
Not the good football.
Not football.
Not soccer.
No.
Yeah.
American.
Yeah, America. You know what sucks, man, is I keep talking about how they're pussifying football and everything, but it's still the biggest sport in America. Like, I'm not going to stop watching it, even though I get aggravated.
Yeah, I feel like I can't tear myself away either.
Like, I love defense. Like, I play defense. I coach defense for a long, long time. I love defense in football games. And the rule changes have taken defense out of the game, really. That's why you see these scores, 48-45. Like, you see the Saints and the Rams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams have, like, a really good defense, and the Saints still scored, like, I don't know, 38 points on them or something. It's like,
I saw a statistic yesterday. It said in the last 15 years, how many quarterbacks through week 8 had 15 touchdown passes or more? 17 this year.
Yeah.
Have 15 or more touchdown passes. That's 7 more than the next highest in the last 15 years. Wow.
Yeah, so they know it's entertainment. They know that people want to see scores, and it's like, I mean, I get it. It is fun to see people light up the scoreboard, but it's also fun to see a quarterback get sacked without a penalty or see somebody, like, actually put tight coverage on a wide receiver and intercept the ball. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to see that, but I think, like you're saying, you know, for the layman that just want to see points, I mean, it's probably better for them. It's more fun to watch.
I'm just watching a safety.
Take somebody's head off?
Light a bitch up because he's going over the middle. Now receivers aren't afraid to go over the middle. They know they can't get laid out anymore.
Do you still watch those YouTube compilations?
Hell yeah.
It's from the 80s and 70s.
Even John Lynch's film.
Just
look up, if you want to see good hits, look up highlight reels of John Lynch, Steve Atwater.
Ronnie Lott.
Oh, my God. Mike Singletary. Ones, yeah. Also, if you want to see really good Bucks highlights, some of you guys aren't old enough to remember Mr. Mike Allstott, the A-Train.
Oh, yeah.
I watched like a 7-minute highlight reel on him the other day. God damn, he was a man. Such a sure man's was. Man.
Love Mark Allstott.
Mark Allstott. Idiot. Continue.
National Donut Appreciation Day.
That is something I can get behind.
It's Donut Day every day, I feel like.
They do Donut Day a lot.
Yeah, I think it's at least 4 or 5 times a year. I saw that you were off your what do you call it? Boycott?
My boycott?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you're dunking them donuts.
Oh, yeah, brother. No, that's from this one?
Yeah. No, I told you last Thursday, I figured out how to really stick it to them. I was boycotting them because they purposely ripped all of the coupons off their Sip and Win cups, even though they're good until November 15th. So what I did, I said, you know what? I should use only the coupons at that store because they're trying so hard not to honor them.
Yeah.
So I lifted the boycott only to use the coupons there.
I see.
Aha!
Makes sense.
Give me my cheap coffee, you cheapskates. I love it.
National Love Your Red Hair Day.
Pass.
You don't like red hair?
I don't care. I don't have red hair, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, do you find redheads attractive?
I find any color hair attractive if it's on an attractive person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a nice pageant answer.
I dated a couple of redheads back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it match the stereotype?
Yeah.
Are they insane?
Uh-huh. No.
And also, does the carpet match the drapes?
Yep. Hell yeah, it does.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's weird. Red pubes.
Oh, this was probably the 70s,
like, look at that. Your vagina looks like Ed Sheeran. Get over here.
Ew.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's so bushy.
What?
That's nasty. National Gunpowder Day.
Hell yeah. That's how you make them guns go, bang, bang, bitch. And you feed it. You feed gunpowder to your pit bulls is what I hear. When I was growing up, that was like almost like an urban legend. Like, I think people actually did it in my neighborhood. A lot of pit bull fighting happening in my little Seminole Heights little ghetto community. And, yeah, people said it would make their dogs meaner if they fed them gunpowder. I don't think that's real.
I don't think you should have a dog.
I think that kills them.
Yeah. Well, they get real mean before they die.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't the Chinese discover gunpowder?
Yes.
And they just used it to, like, make fireworks and stuff?
Yeah.
And then we came over there and said, hey, why don't you turn this just horizontally and fire it at your opponent? And
they
went, oh, me don't think of that. Then we went, too late.
Yeah.
And just blew their heads off.
Yeah, you idiots have been karate chopping bitches. You could blow them up, man.
What a waste of gunpowder they were using. I mean, fireworks are awesome. But,
yeah, they're fun, but.
You know, shoot them at people.
You know what's more awesome? Putting gunpowder in a big old shell.
Bullets.
And popping a cap in somebody. Am I right, guys?
Conquered the world because of that.
And all of our Democratic listeners are gone. Sorry, Glenn.
Commercial TV broadcast day.
Hell yeah. Go TV. I don't know. We're better for radio. I saw it. You did great on TV, Anna.
Did I?
Yeah. The way you just kept staring into the camera and smiling the whole time.
Would you like to see me on TV again?
Absolutely. That was gold.
All right.
I would love it. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Bang transfer day.
Bang tranny day?
Yeah, that's actually way better.
Hell yeah.
Let's just go with that. Bang a tranny day.
By the way, on that Degenerates special.
Yeah.
Really funny transgender bit by Big J Orkerson.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. So good.
Today at Hornblaster, some guy was calling in with that. He was talking to me about something, but he said he blew on his tranny today.
You're like, congratulations.
Or he blew out his tranny or something.
Hell
about
yeah.
Blowing on my tranny. Woo! My tranny blew or
Hell
something.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
Because you're 11. Perfect.
And last but certainly not least, it's Job Action Day.
What?
Like, go to your job and do it, I guess.
Yeah, that's every Monday. Stop rubbing it in. God, I hate to be that cliche Monday hater, but God, I hate Mondays.
Well, there's only 12 minutes left, so you're in luck.
I know. Damn. Like, there's one person at my day job that only works Mondays, and I really like her. But at the same time, when I see her, I feel sick because I know it's Monday.
Right.
I hate that I have to associate a sick feeling with seeing her because it's Monday. It's not fair. What else?
That's it. That was it. Yeah. That was the whole nine.
The whole show.
Sucks. What's our next big holiday coming up? Is it Thanksgiving?
It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Veterans couple Thursdays
Day.
Away.
Oh, we got Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing best of on Veterans Day? We should.
I think it's on a Sunday, actually, this year.
God damn it.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Trying to get a day off.
They will not deliver mail on Monday, but you'll still have to go to work, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, when there's a holiday of any kind that people have the day off, it's like an extra busy day in a poker room, so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's no. Is it November 11th every year?
Sure.
Veterans Day? Because I think that's a Sunday.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's a Sunday every year.
Oh.
The 11th is Armistice Day.
Oh, I love armistices.
You know what that is?
Hell yeah.
Armistice, I think. Yeah.
Armistice Day.
Hey, you get armistice, bitch.
What is Armistice Day?
It's the end of World War I.
Oh, that's a good day.
Yeah.
It was the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th hour in 1918.
I believe that's also...
I don't know why I remember that. But
you're
I do.
A nerd. It's fine.
I believe it's also Veterans Day.
Okay. All right. Well, Veterans Day is a very important holiday. That's when... is it another excuse to barbecue? I know Memorial Day is a big barbecue day, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Throw some dogs on the grill. Yeah. Whatever.
Thanks for your sacrifice. Yep. Yeah, I just made some ribs. We're all gonna
Wait, Veterans Day is... You're just celebrating people who were
veterans.
In the military.
Yeah,
it's not Memorial Day where you're...
The ones that died.
Yeah,
Memorial
yeah,
Day is a sad occasion.
It is. Yeah. People get them all mixed up. They just lump them all in together. Like, oh, it's for the military, so it's all the same day. It's not. Yeah, people are like, happy Memorial Day. Like, no, bitch, you got it wrong.
Yeah,
it's
Veterans Day is the one you say, hey, thanks, man,
yeah, for
everything
the people that are
do.
Still alive.
Memorial Day, you just... That's just, you know, just don't
somber.
Say anything. Yeah.
Should be somber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to remember.
You could thank people for their service. You know, you can honor the ones lost. That's what you're supposed to do. Just like Thanksgiving, you know? You honor the turkeys, you know, the sacrifice.
By consuming their flesh.
I'm going to eat them. I'm going to eat them so hard.
Man, are you going to smoke a turkey this year?
I don't know. The way I cook my turkey is so flawless. I don't want to. If I do smoke a turkey, it'll be like an extra one. But the way I make my regular turkey is.
Deep fry?
No, that's a cop out. That's a bitch.
Just
ass
do the regular baking.
Man, well.
Oh no,
we're going down.
I brined that bitch for 14 hours. Lots of fruits and chicken stock and herbs and seasonings. Then I take it out and I inject it with Creole butter. So much injection, it looks like, I don't know, like Jimi Hendrix on a good night. Mm. Yeah. And then I rub the whole thing with voodoo dirt and some more butter. And then I wrap the whole thing in a basket weave of thick-cut bacon, about 3 pounds of thick-cut bacon.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I bake it, get it nice and crispy. Mm. And the inside's so juicy, so goddamn juicy. Hell yeah.
Sounds good as hell.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.